Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
So Tom Brady is now with Bradley Cooper's ex, Irina Shayk. But now people are talking because Bradley Cooper was vacationing with his ex, Irina Shayk, and she was topless during this vacation, and there are pictures to prove it. So people were like, oh, look at Irina Shayk enjoying an end of summer romance with her ex.
With the ex.
Bradley Cooper, and Tom Brady is not there.
I mean, and they're confirmed to be dating.
Yeah, and there's just a bunch of topless photos of her like on a waterfront terrain. Now listen, they have a kid together. I don't think Bradley Cooper's shocked by the sight of her boobs.
No.
When she goes topless on a vacation. He's probably, in fact, like, let me just take the picture. It's fine. I've seen those things so many times.
I mean, sure, but at the same time, are they that liberated where in a world in today's society that they're just like, oh, yeah, for sure. I'm going to hang out with my ex topless. You ain't got no problem with that, right, TB?
You're right. Actually, if I had a boyfriend and I went on vacation with my ex and then posted topless photos, my current boyfriend should be worried. That's a little weird.
I'd wonder. I just want a little clarification on the photograph there. You know, did you do it for the gram or did you do it for the man? Because that's a different thing
or
there.
Both. Or was it for the man on the gram? Which is called a thirst trap. 103.7 KISS FM. Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. A friend of mine just saw Barbie this weekend.
Yeah, finally.
Just finally, and loved it.
One of the last people.
Mm-hmm. I should add, it is Monday morning, so the most important thing today that you need to know is we are giving away Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45. All week long, they're back, baby.
That's right, November 20th at the Fiserv Forum.
So we're very excited about that. But we've got to talk about our weekends.
Mm-hmm.
How was your weekend, DZ?
Gee.
What?
I don't know what it is, but I had a golf-filled weekend.
What do you mean?
Man, so over the weekend, I right before bed, something just hit me and I went, I wonder if I could catch a tee time for the morning.
Oh, really?
I wonder if there's a tee time somewhere near mine.
Oh, and was there?
There was.
In Mequon, a tee time.
I wasn't driving all the way to Mequon. Nah, I wasn't doing all that. But I looked at my wife, Erin, and went, baby, I think I'm going to play golf in the morning.
Yeah.
She goes, Hyrule, okay. Have fun. I'm like, no, I'll go early enough. You know what I'm saying?
So you golfed.
I checked the tee time. Sure enough, boom, bam. They had a tee time, 7 a.m. over at Warnemont.
Whatever you course. Say. Sure.
It's like South St. Francis, South Milwaukee-ish area. Like, off the lake.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was a really nice course. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to go. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Wake up in the morning, put my bags in the car. I got my collar shirt on. All by myself.
Nice.
I was like, screw it. Why not? Pull up to the course. There's already people golfing. I'm like, yeah, I should have figured.
Well, it's 7 a.m. on a Saturday. Of course there are.
I should have figured people was going to be out here.
No matter how early I get up on a Saturday, he's gone. His car is gone because he's golfing. I'm like, you're crazy.
Oh, he be golfing. Gone.
They don't play.
That early tee time, man. If you want to finish by 10 o'clock, you start by 6.
I don't. I want to start at 10, finish by 10 p.m.
I spent all day on the course. But I pull out there. I'm thinking, I'm only going to play 9 holes. I'm not playing the full 18. Get out there, and I'm behind the group. The group tees off, twosome. Boom, they go. And then it's me up, and then the threesome behind me on carts.
Yeah.
So I go.
Are you walking? Or are you on a cart?
Yeah. I'm just carrying
my
bag. I didn't even want the cart.
Oh,
I figured I'm going to walk quicker. I'm not a very experienced golfer, so I'm not out here trying to make the most of this experience.
But
I'm here for fun.
But you caddied. You know how to golf.
Well, right. So I got no problem carrying my own bag either.
Yeah.
So why would I grab a cart? That's more money. You know what I mean? I spent like less than $25 for a round.
Right.
It would have been more than $25 had I gotten a cart. So I'm just walking. These three guys, you know, as I'm about to tee off, pull up in their cart. Skirt! They're like, hey, what's going on, man? You want to just join our group?
I'm
like, no thanks, fellas. I appreciate it, though, man. I'm just here to play nine. I'm not very good. I haven't golfed much. Mm-hmm. I'm just here. You know? They're like, okay, for sure. No problem. I tee off. Terrible shots. Smack them right through the rough. They go like 30 yards tops. I hit two balls. I'm like, boys, y'all go ahead and play. I'm about to be walking slow.
Yeah.
Like, what? What? So a onesome me lets a threesome play through on the first hole. Crazy.
You really did suck.
No, I was bad. I was embarrassed. I was like, ooh, okay, not doing that. It was a cold start, no stretch. I'm going to sit here and open up my muscles a little bit.
So they go, and then what happens?
They go. They're not great either.
Okay, good. They're not judging. No wonder they offered to let you play because they weren't taking it seriously.
They weren't, and they said that. But I was like, no, fellas. I don't want to hold y'all up, and I realistically didn't want to hold myself up.
Yeah.
Let y'all go. Let them go. They finish the hole. I finish the hole. Already behind me, ready to tee off, is the next group, a little twosome.
The worst when they're on your ass on a golf course. The worst. I've played enough to know that's annoying.
Eager beavers, dog.
Drives me nuts.
It was terrible. So end up getting to the next tee box. The first group, now we're going to call them the J boys, because their names were Justin and then Josh and Josh. Justin and two Joshes.
Were Justin, Josh, and Josh single and cute and in my age range?
No, they were all with somebody or either had kids. No, they all had kids, actually.
Never mind. Anyway.
We all had kids turning 2 years old.
Yeah, that's why you were all on the golf course getting away from your family at 7 a.m.
Dang, on a Saturday.
Trust me. I was married once.
So we hit the hole.
I know where men hide. It's the golf course.
Some fresh air.
And the bathroom.
Oh, my God. So we play the next hole, and I'm like, man, I'm just play through with you guys.
Yeah.
They offer. I'm like, screw it. Now, these guys are on our tail. Lo and behold, next hole comes. These guys are still right behind us on the box, man.
They were bugging you the whole time.
And we're not about to let them play through yet, man. We just started golfing. Y'all can slow your horses. Third hole hits. I'm like, fellas, man, do y'all care if I do just join?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, of course, man. So I ended up playing nine holes.
Well,
with
then you could ride on their golf cart.
And I did.
You don't have to walk anymore.
Three random strangers, the J boys. I didn't have to walk now because I played nine holes with some very nice, nice young men.
Well, hello, nice young men that are already taken.
made friends, and I will probably never see them again, man, because we didn't exchange numbers, didn't do nothing. Nine holes hit. We finished up. They dropped me off at the clubhouse.
Only dudes hang out, meet each other, play, spend the whole day playing golf, and then don't exchange numbers. Like women, we would be best friends. We would have added each other on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. We'd be TikToking together. We'd be like, see you tonight at the bar, girl. Men, you golf nine rounds and you still don't switch numbers. It blows my mind.
Well, yes, because at the end of golf, you go, okay, back to our family. See y'all later.
Right. See you
Bye, boys. You know, same time, you know. We did say, well, we'll maybe see you again, man. They come out there frequently. I liked the course. It was a nice little beginner course.
Did they know you were on the radio?
One of them figured it out, basically.
I was going to say, did they ever ask what you did for a living, and did they know before they invited you?
No. We never met.
So they had no clue?
No, they had
no
clue.
And then how did he figure out you were on the radio?
Because, like you said, we got to talking about what we do for
a
living.
What do you do?
And he was like, I don't think I need to, say or guess what you do.
He knew.
Well, I was wearing shorts. So I'm guessing, you know, saw the back of my leg, saw my calf. And
I forgot the Kiss FM tattoo.
And saw the Kiss tattoo. I do too, all the time.
I
when
forget.
He said that, I was like, "What do you mean?" Sure enough,
you have the Kiss FM tattoo on your calf, which we've talked about. Oh, that's funny,
man. But enough about me, man. I feel like I've been going crazy, just babbling and good spilling tea. How I made friends that I'll never see again. The J Boys. What'd you do this weekend?
I was very into your story. I had a ladies' night on Friday, and on Saturday I had a date.
Oh,
and it was horrible.
Oh,
it was. I cannot make up my dating life. I had a tennis date.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And what I found out was crazy.
Dog.
I'll share it next. How about that?
He's a pro tennis player.
He's not a pro tennis player. He's a pro cheater is what he is.
Uh-oh.
So let me tell this story next, and everyone else can call and share what they did this weekend.
Ted.
414-533-1037. Yeah, wait till I tell you how my tennis date ended on Saturday.
Good girl's night, bad date night. Yikes.
Crazy. I should say I don't believe it, but of course I believe it. I've dated enough to believe it. Here's what happened, DZ. You ready for this?
Tell me the story. Just spill a whole cup of tea.
Right into it.
Grab your tea and throw it.
This guy reaches out to me on Instagram and says, do you like to play tennis? And I say, I love tennis. Right? Okay. He says, I play a lot of tennis.
Do you really love tennis?
I do.
Okay, bad.
Swear to God.
Okay, I just thought you thought he was cute or something.
No, I actually played in high school.
Oh, you did say that.
My sister played in college. We were a tennis family. I love tennis.
Yeah.
But just don't really, I'm not back into it like I should be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, went and played. I accepted his offer. Saturday morning date. I'm like, look at me, a sober Saturday morning tennis date. Who am I?
Did you have a racket?
No.
You had to get one.
I was going to go buy one, but I didn't because I was out on Friday for ladies night. So I said, you know what? I'll just use yours, dude.
Bet.
So I used his. I meet him at the tennis courts on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. We start playing. We're just playing at public courts, right?
Oh, bet.
Just playing in, by my house. And we're playing. Because he had asked if he could come over. And I said, no, I don't know you like that.
Mm-mm.
I'll meet you at the courts.
Yeah, you definitely meet
you
at the court.
We played for 2 hours. It was so fun.
Dang.
I was getting my game back. And I was having so much fun. I was like, I am going to start a league or lessons at the Princeton Club tomorrow.
You was getting your Venus and Serena on.
I'm so into it. Because we go to the Princeton Club and they have indoor tennis. Why am I not utilizing that in the winter?
Princeton and tennis are synonymous,
they go together.
They're hand in hand.
Why would I not be playing? I love tennis, and I've just not... It's one of those things I love and should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we play. He's kind of... He's being helpful, but in some ways, he's annoying me. And I go, do you understand I've played tennis before?
I got it, big guy. I got it, big guy.
But
15 love.
Some of it's cute. Right. Some of it's cute because I'm like, oh, he's trying to help. Well, we finish up tennis. He says, you want to go grab a bite to eat before I have to take my child to a haircut at 2? I go, sure. We go grab a quick bite to eat and a drink, and then he leaves. And he kisses me on the cheek, and we exchange numbers, and he says, do you want to go out next week? I said, yeah. So we make a date for Thursday. I go home, and he texts me, and he says, looks like my kid's haircut got canceled. Can I come over and cook for you tonight? And I said, well, if you want to move Thursday up to tonight, let's go.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Let's go. So he says he's going to come over and cook for me.
Same night y'all play tennis.
Because he's Latino, by the way. I left that part
Wepa.
Out. And he says, let me cook some food. I said, say less, come over.
Say less, just no rice.
No rice and beans. So he says, okay. Well, as the day goes on, he texts me and he goes, hey, you know what? It's going to take too long to cook. I'm going to pick up food. Here's a menu. Order.
What do you want?
What do you want? Send him back my order. He goes, you know what? I just realized they closed at 8. Can you go get the food? This is how the night's unraveling.
Okay.
He's like, I'm about to drive there because he says he lives an hour away.
Oh, okay.
And he's coming all the way back to make me dinner. And now he's going to pick it up. And as the night keeps going, I can't make it. Can you go pick up the food? And now I'm getting irritated. I'm like, this guy is a busta.
This guy's a busta.
Figure it out.
Right.
I go, there's plenty of food by me. Just order something.
Just grab it. Whatever you can get. I don't care about that.
Comes over. I said, did you pick up anything or order anything? No. I go, okay, well, let's look online. And he's looking at me. I go, you order. I'm pushing him. Because when we were out earlier, I had paid the $20 tab when he was in the bathroom.
Oh.
Not to one-up him just because it was time to go and the bill was there. I go, just pay.
Here.
And I'm thinking. So I was like, I'm not paying for dinner.
Right.
You're going to pay for dinner.
This one's on you now.
You are a busta.
Oh, yeah, for real.
So he comes in. He's like, I don't know. You just order. And I go, well, do you want something here? He ends up eating my kid's Jack's pizza out of my freezer.
No, he didn't.
And drinking my booze.
Oh, busta.
And the night's unwinding. I'm like, something's wrong with this guy.
Oh, he busted.
Something ain't right here. So he sets his wallet and keys on my counter.
Uh-huh.
And he says to me, he says, we're sitting on the couch. And I'm sitting on the opposite end. I'm not sitting next to him.
Y'all ain't cuddling.
He goes, can I come over by you? I go, no. He goes, do you want to come over by me? I go, no. In fact, I'm weirded out. I even let the guy come over at this point.
You're wondering how to get him out right now.
I'm regretting everything because I'm like, something ain't right.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, I said, you're a turnoff. Everything you did tonight was ugh.
Not weird.
Yeah.
It was terribly
weird.
And
so he goes into the bathroom. So you know what I did? I went, I don't even know if I believe this guy. Anything he's told me at this point because of how much he's broke. He's clearly broke or he has a wife and he's trying not to spend money and I can't figure it out.
You excused yourself from the situation to go think.
I opened his wallet. Yeah, because he was in the bathroom. So I opened it to see what his name was. I was like, is this even his name?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I found was a woman's ID and credit card. The same woman.
Same last name?
So I panicked. Yep. Not as him. Not as
Okay. So I was going to say,
So I panicked, threw it back in, wrote down the name on the ID on my phone, and said, you got to go bye.
Detective work.
And then looked her up, and I'm pretty sure it's the mother of his child, and I'm pretty sure he's still in a relationship with her.
Hey,
so I emailed her, because she's a professor.
You emailed
she's
her?
She's a professor at Whitewater, swear to God.
Yo!
You're damn right I did.
How did this just went
you're damn right
sideways.
You're damn right I did.
Hey, you...
And I said, I think this is your man. And he either stole from you and you're looking for your ID and credit card, or he is your man, your husband or your boyfriend. And I think he belongs to you. And here's the story. And she goes, do you have any of the messages? Was her response. I said, yep.
So she did respond.
So I sent her all the, and I sent her like him sending me a picture of his underwear and me going, no thanks. Like all of it. It's so bad.
Hey,
and nothing ever happened with us, thank God.
Right.
Nothing.
I mean,
because my intuition immediately picked up something was not good. Immediately picked up this guy was a pathological liar.
Gee.
I'm sorry, that was a lot, especially when we had people on hold this whole time.
No, that was a whole lot. So, no, that's what happened with your weekend.
So that's my weekend. So I went on a date with a guy who clearly was a pathological liar and in a relationship. Ryan's in Calabama.
Hey, okay.
I did tell everybody. I told everybody.
That is crazy.
Ryan,
boy.
Can you believe that? Yes, you can, actually.
No, I cannot. I absolutely cannot.
I am blown away by the audacity of this man
to go
home to his wife for 5 hours and then come back and say he's going to make... This guy is gross.
All right, now, what if you hear back and she goes, we're not actually together,
but there have been
some suspicions.
No,
we're not married.
I still don't want him.
No, he's clearly... It's all red flags. He's a buster.
He's got no money. He's using her credit card. He's
scrub.
Using her credit card and her ID. He's a busta.
Nah,
he's a scrub.
Busta scrub.
He's a scrub. Yep. So Ryan.
Ryan, move us on from this,
that's
man.
My crazy story from the weekend. What did you
what'd
do?
What'd you do?
Well, I can't top that. That's a rough one to top. But
nobody.
I went on a bachelor's party.
Hey!
Bachelor party weekend.
Where'd y'all go?
We went out go-karting at that Accelerate.
Ah,
out
yes.
There in Pewaukee.
Yes, sir.
How was it?
That was fun.
Okay.
I would do that again.
I wanted
that
to take
awesome.
The boys there. I was worried Owen might, they might be too young yet.
No, they're good.
They're good. They'll be all right.
Plus, they wear helmets. They give you the whole setup. Like, they're professional
nice.
Go-karts. It's not just like a little back alley go-kart something.
No.
Okay, real.
Okay.
They have a slow track and a fast track, so they have two different tracks.
There you go.
So
depends on what we're talking about in life. If I want the slower, the fast. All right, cool. Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend, Ryan.
But then we went golfing also. We went to Alpine Valley Resort for golf. So.
All over.
I mean, swinging them clubs, baby. It sounds like a bachelor party if I've ever heard one.
I don't know if I knew right? Alpine had a golf course. I knew they had the ski hill. They have a golf course?
It's on the other side.
What do you mean where people pee on the hill?
Yeah, you got that right.
Aw, dang.
Bye, Ryan.
Yeah.
Later, fam.
Let's get to Amanda in Racine real quick and see what she's doing. Amanda. So,
yeah, I'm coming to your house and getting some Jack's pizza.
Seriously, you know what? We would have had more fun, me and you.
Man.
We would have had more
fun. Yeah, we would have had a blast.
Sounds like it.
I went on a tennis date with a guy that clearly has a wife.
Less shady.
Or something. What'd you do this weekend?
Baby mama at the least.
Yeah. So yesterday I went to the NASCAR truck race at the Milwaukee Mile where the State Fair Park is.
Yeah, so
that was
fun.
Nice.
You might have seen me too because I was the woman... That was chasing after the toddler in the bleachers.
What? Amanda got a baby.
Running around the bleachers. I'm like, okay, we're going to do this again.
Everyone with a toddler understands right now what
Fam.
You're talking about.
Oh, my God. We don't go to Chill on the Hill without chasing Sammy everywhere.
Yeah, no.
He's 2 years old.
It's relatable.
He'll fake you out, too. He looks at you, smiles, and then gone.
It's the hardest age.
It's crazy.
I respect both of you for the phase you're in parenting. Have a good weekend, Amanda.
Love you guys. Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Last but not least, Mike's in Hartford. I feel bad not getting to them. I took all their airtime.
No.
By telling my crazy story.
I think they liked hearing it.
All right, Mike.
Good morning.
Tell
the word, Mike.
I went on a date with the cheater. What'd you do?
I actually had a slightly emotional weekend.
My stepdad passed away back in April, and I had been hounding him that I wanted his prized 1980 John Deere lawnmower that was fully restored.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm never giving it to you. I'm never giving it to you. Mm-hmm. I'll sell it to you. Well, then about 2.5 months ago, my mom said to me, she's like, well, you know the John Deere's going home with you.
Aww.
I was like, what? And she's like, yeah. And so I had a friend of mine who is into like older lawnmowers, look it over, refurbish it a little bit, get it up and running, and I mowed for the first time on it in 17 years, and it brought back a lot of childhood memories.
That's an emotional.
With my stepdad.
That's an emotional moment. I'm already knowing.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the riding mowers, ain't it?
Yeah, and it's like, it's all original, like the original motor, and it is, it's showroom quality, still cuts like the showroom quality.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's definitely... it's definitely something that I'll pass down to my kids someday. So,
nice.
Yo, you know Mike got off the lawnmower after he finished and went, just like I remember, smooth as butter, baby.
That's
smooth
what it was. Butter. I was riding it, and I told Kathleen, I was like, I feel like a little kid again.
Wow.
Like, I feel like I just was like, all the emotions came back from my stepdad and, like, all the stuff. And he's a really good guy, so I, you know, I have no bad words to say about him ever.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, it was definitely emotional.
Yeah.
Emotional while mowing my lawn.
Right.
Well, emotional damage.
Yep,
it's getting put out all over the world this weekend.
No, but I love that full circle moment, man. It's emotional, but emotional in a good way, too, though. Like, it's bringing you back. No, that's thank you for sharing, Mike.
Yeah, thanks,
Mike. No problem. Have a good one, guys.
You too, man. Later.
Wow. And thanks to everyone that texted in. I see you. Angie in Lake Geneva went to the safari out there in Lake Geneva. Apparently
and kayaked?
I guess.
And kayaked?
But what a weekend.
What a whirlwind.
What a whirlwind. What a time to be alive. Just a reminder, we have Jonas Brothers tickets 7:45 this morning.
ASAP, less than an hour away.
All right, time for What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I did not write this one, but I hear it's about being unapproachable, being intimidating.
Yeah, buddy.
I feel like I'm nice, but for a few years, people told me I was unapproachable. I don't get it, DZ. Why am I unapproachable?
Yeah, so Sally wrote into the show.
I actually did.
No, for real.
No, what's the problem?
This ain't Allie, for real. The Erica wrote in and asked how to stop looking so intimidating.
Oh, go on.
Says, I'm 24 years old, and for a lot of my life, I've been told by friends and family that I look mean or intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
I've even had strangers tell me that I seemed unapproachable until they spoke to me. It's very unintentional. I have RBF and resting B face, and apparently it's really bad. I'm short, like literally 5'2 and weigh nothing. Probably the least intimidating person you could meet. So I'm baffled by this when people I don't know pick up that vibe from me. How would you suggest I stop looking intimidating? Is there something I can do or not do to stop people from thinking I'm mean without even knowing me?
Listen, Erica.
Help Erica.
Listen, Erica. I remember Hudson was like 3, and he was the size of a peanut, and his face scared me sometimes when he gave me the stink face. So she's like, I don't care how small you are. Have you ever seen a toddler give you the stink face?
Bruh, and
run.
Sometimes the smallest people be the most intimidating.
Right.
For
they don't care. They got small people complex.
The Napoleon complex?
They're mad they're short, so they're angrier. They're like swinging. Like,
let me at them.
Whereas me, I'm like a goofy giraffe, right? So like, even if you're short, you're either like, like Mario spinning in, or you're like me, like the giraffe with like freaking legs flying everywhere.
People can see you moving around, just flailing right now.
I'm doing like what's the thing called outside of business?
You look like the inflatable stick person, the inflatable man that just flails his arms and.
And I'm tall enough; it looks normal.
Did you use the moonlight as the inflatable before? Because that looked a little too good.
It's me inside of all those inflatables. Okay, what do you think Erica should do to stop looking so intimidating?
Dog, you know what? I don't like this.
You don't?
Nah, because I got RDF.
What's RDF?
Resting D face. Resting B face, but
this
for boys.
For boys.
For men.
Got it.
I got RDF.
Okay.
I've been told countless times.
Really?
Are you okay?
Oh, that's funny.
You look mad. What's wrong? Nothing. You keep asking me that something's about to, the switch is going to flip though. because it's I'm completely fine. I'm lost in my own thoughts. Leave me alone.
Right.
Nothing is wrong. I've been told I have an unapproachable demeanor sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's got nothing to do with me. You know me. That's Tell me I'm unapproachable.
That's why I don't understand. You and I are some of the most outgoing people, but we've been told when we're not in the mood, we look crazy.
We look wild.
We have that in common, actually.
I don't know what it
you
is. Maybe
look more angry than me, though. Usually. And I don't know why. Usually I just snap out of nowhere. I smile while angry. You're just angry.
Oh yeah, no. Like I just look mad. Like if I'm not smiling, if I'm not smiling, like look at my face. If I'm not smiling,
it's because see, you're making that face right now. You look irritated.
It's just my face. It's just my face. But here's my advice.
They're so used to us being happy,
smiling,
when we're not.
Bubbly.
So I don't know if maybe Erica, is she always like that?
It has to be that Erica's just got a flat face,
yeah.
And people don't like it. People love a good smile. You know, sometimes somebody be like, you should smile more. You look nicer when you smile.
Yeah.
I hate that. Don't tell
me
that. I'm not about that life. And Erica, I'm not going to tell you that. I don't have a suggestion for you.
Mm.
I'm actually going to take play out the wifey book. Because this is something my wife would say.
What?
You're not intimidating. They are intimidated.
Ah.
That's a them problem, not a you problem, mamas. You go ahead and keep being you. You shine through and the right people are going to find you. Stop. Stop and don't worry about it. Be you.
Thank you. Where was Erin when I needed her?
Mm-hmm.
Where was Erin for that advice? I was feeling like I was intimidating. That's great advice.
It was right here, man.
She's right. It's not your problem.
It's a them thing. If you're intimidated by somebody, mm-hmm. it's because you let that happen to you.
It's like when you walk on eggshells. Yeah.
Don't do that. If somebody has an intimidating persona, okay.
Yeah.
That's their persona. You shouldn't have to change yourself for anybody else.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could smile. Or you could crack a smile a little more. Maybe
just be more friendly.
Be more friendly. Say hello. Maybe you'd walk into a room and don't say hi to people. I don't know. If you asking me, what would DZ do?
Yeah.
I'm not changing nothing.
Okay.
I'm going to keep my RDF, my RBF, my R whatever F. Because I don't give a F.
I'm with you. And Erica does give an F. So Erica needs advice. She wants to know, how can she stop looking so intimidating? She's 5'2", weighs nothing, but people tell her.
Oh, you mean, girl.
She always looks intimidating and she's mean. They got a bad vibe from her.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. All right. Don't forget Jonas Brothers tickets 7:45 this morning.
Oh, you'd be dumb if you forget. And I don't like to call people dumb.
Less than an hour for your chance to win those tickets.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so who wrote into the show? What's the name?
Erica.
Erica, thank you. Erica
hit us up, man. Wants to stop looking so intimidating, apparently, saying she got RBF, resting B face, and everybody tells her friends, family, strangers, stop looking so intimidating.
Well, let's go to the phones and see what people think. Because, as you said, you're going to take your wife's advice, which is that's not a you problem, that's a them problem.
That's a them problem. They're intimidated. You're not intimidating, mamas.
Tony's in Racine this morning. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning.
Well. What do you think about Erica? What should she do about looking intimidating?
Well, if she's looking to change, I mean, I really agree with DZ and his wife. Honestly, if you just be you, the right people will come with the right atmosphere, energy, everything. Mm-hmm. Don't change for other people.
Like your people will find you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Correct. Uh-huh. But if she wants to change because she wants to make a difference, then I think she has to become the outgoing person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she's walking past somebody, she has to be the first one to say, hey, good morning. Hey, how are you? Hey, what are you up to? She has to change that so that way people get that first impression is, oh, she's not as bad as she looks.
Nah, I don't like it, Tony.
You know what, DZ? He said, you gotta talk to people. No, I'm out.
Nah.
But that's the difference. You're okay with you having that face, and she wants to make a difference, so she's more approachable. Well, she has to, in order to make that change, she has to be the outgoing one at this point now.
Touche.
Now, she has to make the change.
Touche.
The reason I think that advice sucks, like DZ, is because you have people, Tony, like me and DZ, who are pretty outgoing when you get to know us, but people still tell us we're unapproachable at times, and so make it make sense.
And Erica seems like the exact same type, too, because even strangers go, you seem unapproachable until we speak to you. Bro, we're very approachable.
I don't understand. I mean, I'm so approachable. I mean, between my personality and looks,
shoes. Boy, you made a good catch. Boy, shoes. Boy. Boy.
You know what it is, DZ? We're so good looking. That's why we're unapproachable.
That's why we look mean. It's because we that cute.
We're too good looking.
Aw, Tony. Now you making sense, Bobby.
Tony's average enough to be approachable with the looks.
Leave Tony alone, man.
Tony, I love you. I'm teasing. Tony, hold on, because we got to talk to him about his wedding off the air anyway.
Hold on, Tony.
Let's go to Lori in Cedarburg. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Who run the world, girls?
Who run the world, girls? Morning, Lori.
Morning.
Girl, what do you think Erica should do? She says everybody finds her intimidating.
Who looks mean, girl?
This is a little bit where I disagree with DZ. Smiling a little bit more. Because I did cheerleading for 4 years in high school, and I always had a smile when we were on the field and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of just transitioned into I now smile without realizing it and not knowing it.
It's
one way if she wants to get rid of that, but shouldn't she have to change if she doesn't want to? Because I knew two girls that are probably about her same size. They're 5'0". They weigh 100 pounds, probably soaking wet.
Right.
The sweetest, nicest ladies I've ever met. Mm-hmm. Both of them work in the law enforcement field. One used to be a canine officer. But you flip that switch, you better watch out.
Ooh, wait. The small ones be feisty.
Yeah, oh, that's funny.
If she wants to change, yeah, work on it, do stuff that be more approachable, but don't change because of a people, change because you want to.
Yeah. Don't be a people pleaser. Just practice your smile in the mirror.
Lori, good advice. Yeah. Thanks for calling. I'm going to read some texts.
Thank you, Lori.
Somebody said, tell her to enjoy it. Those annoying salespeople at the mall only bother people who look approachable. Take the win. That's a good text. And somebody else said, girl to girl, change how you do your makeup. Brighter eyes and lighter colored makeup tends to come across sweeter than darker colors and heavier eyes.
Does it really?
Maybe, but honestly, like, I don't think you should have to even put on makeup to make people happy. Like, what if she doesn't even wear it?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know
what you mean.
Listen, now we have Karen in Michigan, though. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Trying to tell Erica how to not be so unapproachable.
I said, don't.
Try it.
Keep being you.
The struggle is real because I've been told this in my life when I got RBF.
I'm nice,
you know, although what I've done because I don't like people to perceive me like that. Especially when I'm at work, I make it a point to put on a smile when I'm walking in the halls. Just so that people can't say that about me. But I have to say, I love DZ's wife's suggestion or advice because I never thought of it that way. And that's a good way to think of it because it is other people's problems when you think about it.
Yeah.
Totally.
But then what Tony said, maybe it's just because he's so good looking, right?
Yeah, that's exactly why. It's because we're so good looking. Right? We totally look mean. Our good looks are intimidating to others.
Yeah, right.
I probably texted this in. Somebody said, I met you once, Allie. You almost took me out on the way to the bathroom. That was intimidating.
Get out of my way.
But then they said, you were super cool. Maybe just intimidatingly pretty. They're doing that to warm us up. See?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
They're working the text and it's working.
Y'all feel the butter? Y'all feel the butter,
you feel
baby?
The smile and the approachableness coming into my face.
All we need is a compliment and we'll smile.
That's right. I just take you out of the bathroom first on the way to the bathroom.
No, right. We love it, Karen. We appreciate the personal advice from a personal experience.
I like it. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
So overall, it's their problem, not yours.
It is. But if you do, I think the advice given was good. Smile a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Make sure you are the greeter in the situation. Think of yourself like a Walmart greeter. Hello. Goodbye. Have a good day. See you next time. How are you?
See you next time.
Just be a Walmart greeter.
You're right.
Be a store greeter.
You're right. Shout out a name if you feel like it. Hi, Bill.
Go ahead, Erica. Do you. Put on the vest and everything.
Ta-da. We got Jonas Brothers tickets coming up before 8 o'clock. Get ready.
And stay ready, too.
Every day this week, baby.
Oh, you thought we was done.
We aren't. Okay, so I already told the story about my tennis date this weekend. I'm sorry if you missed it because it was a doozy.
You're going to have to listen back on the Odyssey app, Allie and DZ, for that one.
Ooh-wee! Was it bad?
Mouth still burns from the tea.
crazy. Point is, he had a wife or a girlfriend, and I reached out to her. Listen back for that tea if you want it. Now, moving on with the weekend. This is a positive story from my weekend I'd like to tell you, DZ.
Throw it at me.
I was out on Friday. It was ladies' night.
It's ladies' night.
We did nails, and then we went out and we had a drink, and I was having a great time.
Ooh, full ladies'
oh,
night.
Oh, yes. And we decided, we were like, where should we go? We wanted to sit outside. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at her, I said, you know what? Let's go to station number 6. You ever been there in Stallus?
I have not.
You ever heard of it?
I have not. What is it?
Really cool patio. What's it on?
Is it an old firehouse?
Yes.
That's converted? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, then I have heard of this place and have not been, but I want to. Mm-hmm. Bet. We've passed it. Me and my wife have passed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool.
And there's like a restaurant across the street. It's a cool little area they built up in West Dallas.
Yeah.
It's bumping. There's like an ice cream place right there.
Ooh. So we went. Know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's full of life.
Okay.
So we went there on Friday night and we sat down on the patio.
Downtown Stallus?
Well, I don't even know if that's downtown Stallus, but it felt like it, boy. We're sitting there and these two girls came up and they were like, hey! And they were like really fun girls. And you could tell they were just going to be fun to have a conversation
outgoing,
with.
Outgoing, bubbly, personable.
And they were on their ladies' night because ooh, one of them just got her heart broken. So aww, I was like, pull up a seat, ladies. It's girls' night. And they started talking to me. And they go, listen. I go, what? And they go, we love the new show. And I go, oh, thank God.
Phew. I thought it was a bad listen for a second.
I didn't even ask if they liked the show. They just opened up and she said, oh yeah, it's so good. It's a different vibe. I go, it's a way different vibe. I go, you mean less boring? Not that the show wasn't good before.
Right.
Oh, but it's got double personality now.
Well, now it's me and you.
It's
you
me
know
and
what
you.
I'm saying? Now we out here wilding.
You're much more, you know, your vibe is higher. You know, it's just much more umph.
Well, I'm glad they had good things to say.
They had really good things to say about you and the show. And even me.
They were
believe
gassing
it or
us
not,
up.
They were.
Gas us up.
And I said, keep going. Keep gassing us up. We're here
keep
for it. I knew I love Stallus. This is why
up.
I come to you every time, baby.
Keep
you
it
never,
up, baby.
You never let me down, baby.
You're left with a full tank.
And then they're like, are you going to the drunk uncle?
Oh.
And I said, no, I'm going home. But it was a good ladies' night, and I wanted to share with you that I met these two girls, and they love the new show. They brought it all up. They were like, sounds so good, so much better. I go, thank you.
They were not paid actors.
Positive feedback, and I did not pay them.
Let's go.
And I did not make up this story. It was real.
I love it, yo.
So, DZ, glad you're here.
Wampa!
Am I the Jerk is coming up next. We got an email this morning.
This one's so goofy, yo.
They were like, are we the jerk? We can't even believe we're writing in to ask you this, which is what everybody says who writes into Am I the Jerk?
And here we are.
Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com is the email. We'll read the one we got this morning coming up next. Kiss FM.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You can always write in Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs. Because this morning we got one from Maddie and Nick, a couple.
Ooh, we got a couple.
A couple. They said, hi, Allie and DZ. We never thought we'd be writing in to ask if we're the jerk, but here we are.
Welcome.
We all think we'd never be here, but here we are.
Welcome, Maddie and Nick.
Even I've been here. DZ's been here. We've all been here.
We've all been here.
This is what they said. They said, my boyfriend and I are Instacart shoppers. We shop for people and deliver their items kind of like DoorDash. The people we shop for can rate us or leave a comment. We've had many compliments on how nice their food has been bagged. Other people will even leave a note written down for us asking us to bag their food nicely. I have no problem with that. I love bagging food. I'm a food bagging master. Cold with cold. Pantry items with other pantry items. Eggs and bread get their own separate bags, etc. We all know this. 9 times out of 10, the cashier bagger at the store sucks at bagging food.
Oh, no, that's right.
Their words, not mine, but they're right.
I mean,
they said they will just throw everything in a bag without a care. Eggs on the bottom, cold things with warm things, and it's a hot mess. And I don't want to get a low rating because the bagging was bad, and that happens. So I tell them I'll bag it myself. There are times when I tell them I can do it and they give me a stink face. Or they say, no, no, we got this. They will continue to bag my food and I will actually unbag it in front of them if it's bagged wrong.
I've even been told I can't bag my own food because it's their job.
Okay.
Am I the jerk for bagging my own food if there's already a bagger, or for unbagging the food in front of them? Maddie and me. Okay, where do we start? Because I want to start with baggers used to be better. We don't care anymore. I agree.
That's true.
And there's times where I'm like, you just hired a kid to hire a kid at this point. Like, we're good. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to be here. Like, I could do this better. Or I have to rearrange my food because they throw it in.
Feels like there's no training anymore with how to, like, there's no bagging etiquette on, like, cold with cold, warm with warm, pantry with pantry,
so everybody's
eggs
in a hurry.
And bread.
Everybody's in a hurry. Even the cashiers are in a hurry. Everybody's in a hurry.
This ain't Aldi, okay? We can take our time here.
Slow down. So, are Maddie and Nick jerks for bagging their own groceries, even when there's a bagger? I know it's light, but there is something here, because I get why the baggers would be offended if you start unbagging and rebagging in front of them. You're like, yo, you suck at your job.
You're telling them straight up, you suck at your job.
But you don't want to leave there with things getting smashed.
Mm-hmm.
So what the heck? They're trying to do a good job?
Is it jerky behavior to go literally look somebody in the eye and go, oh, this was terrible, and redo it? Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is jerk behavior, 100%. Mm-hmm. But for
me, I say no, because they suck at their job.
Well, and then
even
I also,
if it is a jerk move, I say it's not a jerk because they're the problem.
And I understand the no, because at the same time, it's their job too. Mm-hmm. Their rating is dependent on how the food gets delivered to the door. Mm-hmm. Not how the bagger bagged it. They're going to think you bagged it like that when you bring it.
Whenever I order food, I always assume that I've never once thought to blame the restaurant for something. Which is crazy.
In hindsight, I should.
Like, if it comes with a salad with a hot item on top, I go, come on.
Right.
And then, like,
why would you bag it like this?
And then I think that's so funny.
You think it's the person who just brought it
to
you.
That's my association.
Right, because it's the person you saw.
But a lot of times they walk in and grab bags and walk out.
And don't touch it, only put it in their trunk.
Oh, it's the restaurant or the store.
Exactly.
Right.
So when you really put it into context and go, hey, dog, this is my rating, this is my money, you could bring my five-star down if your bread gets smashed by your can.
And even if, this is so, yes, because even if I'm trying to write a good review, it's always going to go back to them.
Yep.
When they're like, how was your experience? It goes back to the person who delivered.
Not the store that you got the stuff from.
Right.
Kroger, Meijer, Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco, they don't care. Target don't give no dang about how they put the stuff in the bag for
Maddie
you.
And Nick care, because they're the ones whose tip and rating get affected based on how things show up.
Because when I got a cracked egg in my bag from the stuff that I ordered, because I was
Maddie
too lazy.
And Nick.
I was too lazy to go pick up for myself. Guess who's got the ding? Maddie and Nick.
Not
the store that I ordered from.
Ooh, are Maddie and Nick the jerks for bagging their own food if there's already a bagger, or for unbagging it right in front of the bagger because they think they suck at bagging food? This is people who deliver for Instacart. They're saying, we can't believe we're writing into the show, but here we are.
You know what? For the fact alone that you're rebagging it in their face and not waiting until you get to, like, the car or something, I'm going to say, yeah, you a jerk. I know I just defended them. I know. But I'm going to say, yeah, they the jerks.
And I say not the jerk. 414-533-1037. Are Maddie and Nick jerks for unbagging the food right in front of the bagger? I respect it. Tell
you
them
suck at
suck.
Your job.
Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Maddie and Nick wrote in, want to know if they're the jerk for bagging their own groceries and rebagging them, even in front of the bagger, because they stink at it. And they don't want their rating to go down when they deliver stuff on Instacart.
Mm-hmm.
I am so happy, because clearly school is back in session for a lot today, because he's back. He's been gone all summer. About time. Santino is finally back, everybody, in Sheboygan. I forgot what song you had at this point.
Good morning. What?
I almost forgot what your theme song was, Santino. Ooh. I had to dust it off. I said what I said.
Dang, shots fired, Santino.
Where you been?
Hey, she only shooting blanks. I ain't worried.
You're right. I'm harmless.
Red caps.
Santino, are the kids back in school today? Is that what's happening?
Yes, I got these three boys in the car right now, headed to drop them off.
Woo!
Nice. It is the return.
It's the return. So, Santino, do you think they're jerks for bagging their own food or rebagging it in front of the bagger?
No, they're not jerks. We have to understand in this climate of pricing of food and gas and everything in between, mm-hmm. they need those ratings to keep that income coming in. If they get bad ratings, that falls on them, like PZ was saying. That don't fall on the store. Mm-hmm. It falls on that person bringing them their groceries.
That's who the reflection is on. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Heck yeah. If I'm going to get a tip and going to get a referral from that person and the next person, you darn right, I'm going to redo it.
Well, and I was thinking about it wrong. Guess what?
I was going to say something to me in that store when I come.
say something about me rebagging it. What?
Yeah.
You know, they're going to mess around and find out.
Ain't nobody say nothing to Santino.
In my mind, I went into some weird place when I thought about this, and I was like, oh, surely the store cares, because if somebody delivering is a bad rating, they're going to be embarrassed. But I'm like, no, they're not even it's the person delivering. It's not the store's not worried about the one guy, because they know that it will be handled.
And y'all, I got a theory about like the people that go and pick your stuff when you do online orders and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I got a theory that they care just a little bit less than those that are actually at the bagging location.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because they just throw it all in the basket and go, here, this is a pickup order.
Well, easy when you have to look anyone in the eye.
Right.
Just go, screw it, here you go.
Throw the eggs.
A lot different.
Forget the bread.
Yep. So Santino says not the jerk.
Yep. Says
not the jerk.
All right. It's good to hear from you now that you're back in school.
For real, man.
Yes. You might hear me more often now.
Good.
I love it.
All right, Santino. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Bye. Later, man.
Brooke is in Hartford. Got to get her on because she said she works at a grocery store and she is triggered.
Relative experience, Brooke. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brooke in Hartford. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. This is my second time getting through, so trying to get to that,
get
theme
your theme song.
You got it.
Song status. But anyway, yes, I think they're the jerk. Okay, so here's the thing. You know, grocery stores, I've worked in retail for a long time, and I've worked at this grocery store, and you didn't mention the one that I work at when you were listing all of those. And, you know, we try really hard to hire good people, and we put them through bagging, training, and we do a lot of stuff. And you know what? Why does that instant cart person just say, hey, you know what? Train them. Help them. You know? I mean.
Well, who are they going to tell that to? Because they go in, and I mean, they're
You're crossing jobs. You don't want to step on nobody's toes.
How do I walk into the manager when I'm just a delivery person and go, yo, train your people better? Are they going to take me seriously?
All third
Brooke?
Party? Walking like a district manager?
Yes, of course we do. We listen to it. We go back to that team member.
Oh,
I know. Hey, you gotta do this. But they do go through like a training course.
You know what,
they really
Brooke?
Do.
Hold on. Maybe we are wrong here, DZ, and maybe they're trying to train and nobody's doing it correctly. And instead of us telling a manager, hey, the kid there's bagging everything like crap, we just complain about it and don't say anything. Like, maybe the manager would actually try to fix it. Maybe we need to speak up and actually go, wait a second.
You know, the Instacart person, too, I mean.
Could tell the manager, right? Or no?
Well, yeah, sure, she definitely. Of course. I mean, if we don't know, we can't fix it. We're not going to be there watching, you know, what's going on 24/7. And the thing of it is, why can't, you know what, just take it out to the car and rebag it how you want it then. You know, I mean,
don't do it in their face. Don't do it in their face.
Why? They were the ones who did the bad job.
You're not going to try to help the situation. Don't be rude about it.
Wait, now I'm walking on eggshells to not hurt their feelings for bagging my stuff from? Now I'm triggered, Brooke. No.
But hold on. I feel like Brooke was initially saying, if you're going to rebag it in their face, then at least say, hey, not sure if you know this or are aware, but you should put the eggs in the bread somewhere separate.
Because I'm going to get in trouble or get a worse
and they
tip.
Do.
Put
and
the
they,
cold
you know,
with cold.
I don't know. At my store, I'm just going to say at my store, I'm pretty sure they do. But you know what? 100% of the time, I can't really, vouch for that.
Yeah, I feel it. Okay. Yeah, but she's saying yes.
That is one thing that we definitely, you know, and baggers, to be honest with you.
Baggers.
That Wisconsin, I love it.
Baggers.
Oh my gosh, baggers. Anyway, you know what? A lot of times, they're elderly. You know, like, we help people to get jobs. We help people, you know, that want to work that maybe couldn't run a register.
Right.
So maybe they're not the, you know, they don't know.
Maybe.
You know, they just.
Maybe.
Lapse in training. That's all.
Lately, I've had nothing but high school kids, if I can be fair.
Right. Yes.
When there's a bagger lately, it's usually a teenager.
Yeah.
Yes.
An old person, I get. They're just slow and they'll do it right, but they're slow. The teenager's
like. And the reason that they are those baggers is because they can't ring alcohol. So, you know, a lot of times if they're in a lane, you know, people get mad if people get mad if they have alcohol and then they have to wait for somebody to come scan their beer or whatever. Yeah. So then they ended up, so, you know, it's just, Brooke, they're working.
Brooke is making nothing but sense. Point after point after point. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Brooke, you and me are together on this one. I'm leaning towards jerk, and I feel like you just made a strong case for it, too.
Mm-hmm. Brooke said jerk.
Yeah, we appreciate your call and standing firm on it.
Thanks for calling.
All right, guys. Thank you. I love you guys.
Love
have
you
a
back.
Good day.
You too, later.
I love you, too. So it's split down the middle. Yeah. Not a jerk and one jerk. Are Maddie and Nick the jerks for bagging their own groceries right in front of the bagger because they're bad at it and they got to deliver through Instacart? Let's go to Melissa in Kenosha, last but not least. Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think? You're the tiebreaker.
They're not a jerk.
Oh, she was quick to that.
We're decided.
Go on.
The reason why I say they're not a jerk is because I actually work for Shipt.
Oh.
So Shipt is pretty much the same thing as Instacart.
Totally.
And when you get bad ratings, you get kicked off.
Ah.
Ooh.
Can't do it anymore. Yeah.
You get fired, basically.
You get fired, yeah. It's all
dependent. Yeah, they pretty much, like, fire you.
Mm-hmm. So you
so
want to make sure.
That's why they're not a jerk.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So that's not a jerk.
And I do the same thing. Like, with Shipt, you can go to the prepaid section so you can bag it yourself and not have to go through the line or whatever.
I don't know
how it does it. But yeah, no, they're not a jerk.
All right.
Keep them ratings up, guys.
Boom. Keep them ratings up.
Keep working hard. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Later. Have a great day.
Well, not the jerk, even though Brooke was the only one that had the real grocery store experience.
Man, and I'm really still confident in her answer, man. Like, she supported every claim she made.
She was right in saying, if the people from Instacart are having issues, they need to tell the store managers, like, yo, fix your baggers. I can get behind.
Too often we're like, I don't want to say anything. I'm going to just be annoyed on my own.
You got to have a solution. Mm-hmm. If you're going to complain, at least try to have a solution, mm-hmm. right? And that's the solution. Mm-hmm. So, not a jerk today. To you, Maddie and Nick. Okay, it's a big day. It's the first day we're giving away Jonas Brothers tickets. Let's go. We have got two tickets for you to go see the Jonas Brothers when they come to town. Look out, everybody.
Watch out. The boys are here.
Caller 33, because there's three of them. 414-533-1037. They're going to be in town in Milwaukee at the Pfizer Forum on November 20th. The Jonas Brothers. They just played Chicago.
Joe Bros.
I follow them. So they were at Wrigley Field. And
yep.
Nick Jonas posted a picture of him eating Lou Malnati's pizza and a Coors Light as they pulled out of Wrigley.
Of course he did. Of course.
And he said, love you, Chicago. I'm like, just get to Milwaukee already. Let's go.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Yep. Okay.
Mackenzie's in Milwaukee this morning. Mackenzie, good morning.
Good morning.
You're never going to believe what she just said to me off the air. I said, do you like the Jonas Brothers? She goes, they came to my school once. I go, excuse me?
Uh-huh. What now?
What?
Yeah, in middle school, so this is about 15 years ago, someone from my school, one of those like breakfast giveaways through like Lunchables or something like that.
Yeah, no way.
Uh-huh.
Those happen? Those are real?
They happen. Go on.
Someone actually won one. And they came to my middle school, so longtime fan for sure.
Hey, yo!
Where was the middle school? What middle school?
It was in Illinois. It was Kimball Middle School.
Oh, it wasn't in Milwaukee. Illinois.
Okay. Damn. That's really cool, though.
That had to be around the same time Kiss FM, we brought them to town to do a free show down outside the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts on Water Street. They did a free show. No, they were only on like Disney at the time. They were just becoming, and then 6 months later, they sold out the Bradley Center.
They blew up.
It had to be around the same time they came to her middle school.
Oh, no chance that it definitely was.
If it was, yeah, no
like,
way.
Or no question, not no chance. You know
what
I mean.
What a story to tell the rest of your life.
Well, I mean, are you kidding me?
Wow.
And then to have the chance to possibly double up and go see him again 15 years later.
Caller 33, you're going, Mackenzie.
Hey-o.
Oh, that's so exciting.
There's a lot more albums now. They actually have children and wives. It's a lot happening on the Jonas Brothers front. You're going to see them at the Pfizer on November 20th. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Allie said, Mackenzie, a lot has changed in the last 15 years, let me tell you.
Nick's a man.
They're all grown.
I'm allowed to say he's hot now.
Pretty sure Frankie, the one you don't know about, always has facial hair now.
Frankie's like 30. Who knew? Hold on, Mackenzie. We'll get you hooked up, all right?
Thank
too.
No problem. Same time tomorrow, more Jonas Brothers tickets. Whew, I love it.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Miley Cyrus has a new album out, and she talks about one of the main songs is Used to Be Young, which we're playing on Kiss FM.
Mm-hmm.
So she has decided that she's going to kick off a TikTok series, which she already kicked off, sharing all the secrets and untold stories about her life as she grew up. She said that, you know, it feels like her life started when Hannah Montana was born. Because oh, wow. That was her first thing.
Yeah, that was the claim to fame before her daddy.
You know, I mean, so Miley Cyrus, here's just an example of one of the stories she's sharing about what it's like to grow up as
We're
her.
We're looking at top 100 country songs in 1992. When I was born, my dad had the number one country song. When I see the numbers, I just see the humans behind it enjoying the music. And I just see people in numbers. My dad grew up the opposite of me. So I think that's where me and my dad's relationship to fame and success is wildly different. Him feeling loved by a big audience impacted him emotionally more than it ever could me. When he feels special or important, it's like healing a childhood wound. And I've always been made to feel like a star. It makes me emotional.
So she's basically saying that her dad, a lot of his self-esteem, everything came from the fans, whereas she grew up not needing that attention from people because she was treated like she was a star from Go, whereas yep. He grew into that because he wasn't famous as a kid.
Right. He got it out the mud right. And she was Silver Spoon.
She was like, I don't need them to validate me feeling important. I've already got it.
I was born a star, darling. I was born a star. And I'm going to tell you all about it, too.
All you working class people? No, but it's good because her dad did grow up normal, yeah. So that means they could give her a little bit of normalcy, you know, versus people who just, I mean, at this point, like, the Kardashians, their kids are going to just be, everybody's famous now. Nobody understands yeah. What it's like to be normal anymore, you know, yeah, if you're famous.
And until Hannah Montana hit, mm-hmm. I feel like she wasn't so in the limelight like a lot of these child stars are.
Nobody cared about Miley Cyrus until Hannah Montana because yeah. She was a kid. And then, once that ended, she started singing. And I remember thinking, there's no way she's going to break the Hannah Montana mold. Like, we're always going to see her as Hannah Montana.
Nope. Broke it. She broke it. I mean, we still think of her as Hannah Montana, but she's now more Miley Cyrus.
When you say Miley, I don't think just Hannah like I used to.
No,
that was
not
all
at all.
I would have thought. So.
Not at all. I don't even think of it first anymore. Mm-hmm. She separated herself from it, but it'll always be a part of her. Right. I'm interested in this tell-all because I watched Hannah Montana with my little sister. I'm not going to cap. Well, I watched it.
It's her
the
TikTok
best of
series.
Both worlds.
Go to Miley's TikTok. You can watch the series of all her untold stories over the years because it's good stuff.
I'm about to go follow right
now. I'm here. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. All week long, we've got Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45 if you missed them this morning.
All week long.
Because they're coming to Fiserv in November.
That's no time.
So make sure you're back for that. And, DZ, it's a big day for you.
It is a ginormous, monumentous, unfathomable day in our household today, y'all.
I feel like this is a bigger deal for you than... You're very anxious about this.
Yeah, man.
Oh, go on. Let's talk.
Very anxious because today... Well, one, my wife goes back to school.
Today's work again.
Today,
yep.
You know, back...
She's
summer,
a teacher.
Summer's over. My wife's a teacher, and she's going mm-hmm. back. You know, no kids this week, but still going back mm-hmm. to get her classroom right and get ready, right? So that also means another thing. Today was baby Sammy's first day going to daycare, y'all.
What a milestone.
That felt so weird to say.
He's two, so he's obviously somebody's taking care of him before, right?
Yes, before my little sister. We were very lucky enough, blessed enough, to have mm-hmm. my little sister watch him the last 2 years of his life.
Yeah.
She nannied for us. Mm-hmm. She would come up, she stayed, but she's outgrown the position, if you will. Now with another baby on the way,
mm-hmm.
and with her living in another state, has a boyfriend. Her whole life.
She's got her own life. She doesn't want to do it anymore.
She's turning 22 in September. Yeah. Like she's not at that stage anymore, or yet, I should say. So we had a conversation. She said, I don't think I could do it next year. And we understood, respected mm-hmm. her decision, but it set us on the path of now finding childcare. We had a few stipulations. One, we wanted to be comfortable.
What do you mean?
We wanted to be comfortable. We didn't want to feel like we were sending him somewhere where we were going to be uneasy.
Mm.
Right? So it was about a lot of feeling for us and also seeing him comfortable in that environment. So we mm-hmm. wanted to obviously tour the locations that we saw.
Obviously.
Picked a few, but the biggest thing for us was hopefully finding somewhere where they spoke Spanish.
Because mm-hmm.
we want
want to continue that in our household.
You want to be bilingual, yeah.
It's extremely important
for
us.
So important.
You know, culturally, as a family, I mean, really in a world.
And for life in general, you're going to be more valuable as a bilingual person, period. I don't care what you say. Like, that's why I minored in Spanish. I was like, that's going to matter.
It's going to matter.
It matters now.
It really does.
And it makes you more valuable in certain positions.
It's not mattering any less as the future progresses, right?
100%.
So it's just important all around. We want him well-rounded, and we want him to just be that guy, and he will be. Young samurai. So we found a place. It's an in-home care, licensed, taking care of all of that. Very, very comfortable. We walked in. There's a kid his age when we toured the location. Mm-hmm. He was napping. The kid sensed Sammy in the atmosphere and got up and was like, what?
Someone
a friend?
My age? Another two-year-old?
They hit it off immediately. You know, so we left. We talked about it. We were
great.
Like, you know what? We're both comfortable here. Sammy seems comfortable there. The lady seemed very excited, very accommodating, very nice.
Good.
We think we're going to go with this. So we went with an in-home care.
I'm very proud of you. You know why?
Why?
Because you have a lot of anxiety about leaving your kid with people. Like when you first got on the show back in January, I remember you saying, my kid's not going to a daycare. We're going to homeschool. Nobody's going to watch our kids. And I went, oh God. You got major trust issues. Like when you said that to me, I went, oh, he's next level with fear
of
his child, anyone watching his child. But as they get older, you have to let go a little. It's scary as a parent. We all freak out about it, but it's scary, right? Because you don't trust anybody.
And this was the very first time somebody that isn't in our family that's taking care of Sammy. So for me, I was like, all of the things, you know, we were filling out the forms that you have to do, the registration stuff. They had to send out vaccine records for the doctor. So all of these things, it got really real, really fast. And my hands clammed up. I was like, oh my gosh, I'll just quit my job. I'll be a stay-at-home dad. Forget it. I can do radio from home. Allie won't care.
You're out of your mind. That's crazy. Nobody wants that.
Panic, though. Panic. Yeah. I'm very unsettled about it, but it's nice because, you know, the lady, we'll call her Miss Juana. Mm-hmm. She said, hit us up. Contact me.
Call me.
Whatever you need. If you want a picture. If you want to be alert.
Okay.
We've already been in contact this morning.
Good.
Because the paranoid parent in me went, we didn't tell her that Sammy takes huge bites sometimes and will stuff his face. And we just tell him to chew. Just chew good, son. So I texted her and I was like, hey, sorry, Miss Juana.
She's probably like rolling her eyes going, no problem, I got you. He'll be okay.
I got it. You know, I raised five of my own and then five of my own grandbabies. I got it, Mr. DZ.
He'll be all right. Well, and most daycares, you can watch them on cameras now. You can check in. Like a lot of that fear should be gone because you can communicate so easily with somebody. She can text you pictures. You don't have to like wait until the end of the day to go show up at the daycare and find out what happened. Technology has fixed all those.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those issues.
Yeah, you ain't wrong, but technology hasn't fixed that issue in me.
It did because you did the first step, which is you found a daycare and you dropped him off and he's there and he's okay.
My wife dropped him off this morning.
You did it.
I haven't stopped thinking about it since.
Oh, he's okay.
For real.
So getting pictures, that help? You get any pictures yet?
No, just the picture my wife sent this morning when he was ready. And then when my wife told me, something that really did help, it helped me kind of like relax a little bit, was my wife said, he didn't even care that I was leaving. I feel like that's a good sign.
Well, yeah, you think your kids can't live without you. He'll be all right.
I'm sure he's living fine.
We all feel that way. Trust me. We don't want them to be. We want them to be sad.
Miss Juana has texted me this morning. She responded. She said, no worries. You're good. And I'm like, my wife said he seemed very happy. She was like, oh, he is good. He's very happy right now.
I am so proud of you for doing this. Somebody texted in and said, what's the gender of the new baby? I listened last week, but I missed the big announcement.
You're going to have to listen back on the Odyssey app.
You're so rude.
No, I'm playing.
It's a boy.
It's another boy.
Two boys you're going to be having, just like me.
I know.
We're both going to have two boys.
Teaming it up. When do they get to duke it out? You know we got to have them fight at least once.
No, because Owen's going to be babysitting. Owen's too old at this point. They're not going to be able to duke it out.
And you think my youngin' ain't going to throw hands?
I do, but I think Owen's going to have to take it. He's going to deal with it.
He's going to be too mature by that
gonna
point.
He's going to be too old.
Too grown.
It'll be cute. All right, 414-533-1037. Feel free to share your first day of daycare stories to ease DZ's mind a little because it is stressful. Somebody texted in and said he's living his best life. Your baby's all right.
He might be, but I'm not. So help me out. What are y'all first day stories
DZ's
like?
Freaking out. You're okay.
I really am. Gee, my hands are clammy.
When will
will you relax? Will it be after when you see? Wait, when do you pick them up? Who picks them up?
I'm gonna pick them up
after you get done here.
Yeah, after I get done here, half day.
That's what I did with daycare because of our schedule. Yep. It was always they had to be until at least noon, and then I would go get them for half a day.
And that's exactly what it's about
to
be.
And then you spend the day with them. So you're gonna see him soon. You'll know he's fine. Whew. And if he's not, we ride at dawn. And that's it.
I'm about ready to consider getting a toddler a cell phone just so I can contact him. He knows how to work FaceTime. No, but I'd love to hear everybody else's first day of whatever, whether it be school, daycare, first day stories, man.
No anxiety here at all. 414-533-1037. You can share your stories with us next after Fast Car. 103.7 Kiss FM. By the way, that's 414-533-1037. Text or call that. 103.7 Kiss FM. Big day in DZ's household. Daycare for Sammy.
His first day of daycare, yo.
The wife went back to teaching elementary school. You're at work. Sammy's at daycare. You did it.
We did it.
Congratulations.
We did it, and I'm only like 99% nervous, not 100%.
You're not happy about it, but you did it, and here we are, and he's going to be okay. And if he's not, we will find them and destroy their lives, okay? Adriana's in Milwaukee. Let's just go straight to the phones. Good morning, Adriana.
Hi, guys. Morning.
Morning. Talk to us. You got a first daycare story to share with us or what?
I do. So I was, I can relate. I was an emotional wreck that first day.
I bet.
I had been pretty lucky to stay with my daughter for the first 2 years of her life. Nice. And my husband at the time go back to work. And that was the plan. I was going to be a stay-at-home parent till she went to school. But then life happens and he and I didn't work out. So out of nowhere, I had to go back to work, and so daycare was a must. So,
right.
So yeah, that first day, I cried in my car. I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm helping you.
No,
it's relatable.
It's support.
On so many levels.
It's support right now, Adriana, because for real,
not planning and not having plans, and then life not going by I get that as a single mom.
Of course,
I thought somebody was going to be there with my children at 5 a.m. and then imagine my shock when I got divorced and had to find daycare at 5 a.m. and I was like,
what do I do?
I didn't plan for that. Wow. That was a nightmare. Yeah, so I feel you on that. You're like, wait a second.
Hold your horses.
That was out my plan.
That's not what we planned on. Yeah, but I do have a little bit of a fast forward a couple years from now.
Yeah.
I heard you say you pick him up. You pick up your baby boy at noon. Say like you got off work at 10 and you have till noon to pick him up. You're going to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Later, I was like, oh no, I got 2 more hours.
Okay, wait, Adriana, I'm so glad you said that because there does come a point with daycare when we get past the sadness and we go, now we're on our time. And you're running errands and you're picking him up at the last minute. Like, when it would be open till 6, KinderCare probably wanted to punch me in the face every night because at 5:55, I'm rolling in.
I got a chance to go to the gym still.
They're like, Allie, you could have come hours ago. I'm like, but I was at Target. So that is a bright side that you have some time to yourself and you know you're paying for
absolutely.
It. And he's okay,
Adriana, let me ask you one more question before we let you go, because you are making me feel better. Mm-hmm. How long did it take after that first drop-off until you were like, okay, they're good, I'm good, we're good?
I don't think that it was that long, just because you realize they're in a good place.
Yeah.
They're taken care of. That's my baby, and the person, you know, who's taking care of her, she's qualified and she's good and life has to keep going, you know? So I don't think it took long.
Yeah. And if you don't like the person down the road, you change. You get a different person.
True.
You find a different date. It's okay. You can switch if you got to switch as the worst comes to worst. But
right.
It sounds like she's,
Sammy's
in a good spot. So thank you, Adriana.
He is. He's in good hands.
Thank you. Thank you, Adriana. Appreciate you. Have a great day, okay?
Bye.
You too. Bye, guys.
All right. Melinda is calling from Rochester, and Melinda has her own theme song because she called 5 days in a row. Back to back. Melinda.
All right.
Good morning. Advice for DZ.
Good morning, DZ. I totally remember the feelings. And what helped me a lot is that I called every hour on the hour to find out what was going on.
She's keeping it real.
I love the honesty.
And I think I almost had tears in my voice. And what really helped is they said, you know what? You're a concerned mom. We don't blame you. Call as much as you want. And that just brought me way down.
Mm.
And call And now they have FaceTime and they got all these things that you can do technology-wise.
Mm-hmm. True. That's very true.
That's what I mean. It's so different now. It's easier to trust just because they're forced to act right because of the cameras. Like, that's the only thing in some places. Yeah,
I love it, though. Melinda just so smoothly said, yeah, listen, I went through the same thing. I just called every hour, baby. Ain't nothing to it. That's your baby. Check in whenever you want.
Oh, that's right. And, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease, you know.
That part.
If they know they've got a mom that's on 10, they're very willing to accommodate and make you feel better.
Right.
At least they did for me. Yeah. So call as much as you can. That's the answer.
If you don't like it, you go to Rochester, wherever Melinda went. Take Sammy there every day.
All right, Melinda. I got to go make a call. Yeah. Unrelated.
Bye.
Bye, Melinda.
Bye, DC. Bye, Ellie.
Later.
Bye. Last but not least, Kristen's in Maguanago this morning. Kristen, we're running out of time, but good morning. What advice do you have for DZ?
Hey, hey.
Yeah. Hi. I just wanted to tell DZ that I have a school-age child as well as a child in daycare, but I wanted to share my story about my daughter's first day of kindergarten orientation. Mm-hmm. So I felt super prepared. We had the outfit picked out. She was excited to go. I had my husband and our son with us as well. And we're pulling up to the school and I'm kind of nervous. Am I going to find a parking spot? Like, it's going to be probably really busy. Yeah. And I asked my husband, he was in the passenger seat. I'm like, how does it look? Is it really busy there? He's like, there's nobody here. And I screwed up on the orientation day and I took her on the wrong day.
So nobody was there. There was no orientation.
No orientation.
Wow.
So wait, did that help with the jitters? Because then when the actual orientation came, you guys already did a practice run.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah, so I just want to let you know, even if you're super prepared, you're still going to screw up.
It's like I said, you think you have plans? Hold on, life will change them for you. My Lord.
Absolutely.
Life said, hold my seltzer.
Right? My White Claw. Hey, Kristen, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Well, I can't wait to hear how Sammy did. First day of daycare.
I'll update y'all tomorrow.
You better.
Because today is day one. Tomorrow will be day two. But I'm interested to see how excited he is to see me today.
Yeah, I want to hear what happens.
I got you.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.